This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress hops back in the saddle again today. Clean air legislation finally tops our list of priorities. But will it get done? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Welcome back, Ted. Ready to legislate a little? We begin the second session of the 101st Congress today. Last year, we saw important progress on clean air legislation. That's pretty encouraging, since for the past 8 years, Congress has miserably failed to get the job done. Special interest groups so polarized the debate, the Congress suffered kind of legislative gridlock. The Senate blended President Bush's proposals into a bill that is both fair to the consumers and protective of the environment. It supports the sensible idea of making the polluter pay. Surely you must agree that the states that have been the good actors don't have to bail out those that have been blowing smoke. Eh, Ted?
Al, if anyone's been blowing smoke on clean air for the past 8 years, it's old Al Simpson. Billowing smoke would be a better word. It wasn't just polluters and special interests who stalled action on closing the loopholes in current law. It was senators like you who saluted the polluters, swallowed the special interest line, and sank worthwhile proposals. The battle isn't won yet. The Clean Air Act, being taken up by the Senate today, is a good measure with broad bipartisan support. It contains tough restrictions to reduce acid rain, poisoning lakes and forests across the country. It sets stricter standards on automobile exhaust to reduce urban smog. And it cracks down on CFCs and other chemicals destroying the ozone layer. With support from you and your pro-polluter friends, Al, a good bill is likely to pass. You may be an airhead, Al, but at least you're now a clean airhead. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.